14th of January 2014, the Crown Prince asked Sheikh Ali Salman and Wifaq to come to his palace, and they went over there. He said he is going to start another negotiation, and the opposition has agreed to that. And then he said, if you have, please present to us your viewpoints. And within 2 weeks, the viewpoints have been passed to the Crown Prince. But after that, the hardliners in the royal government, headed by Khalid bin Ahmed, the head of the royal court, intervened, and they broke down this process. They smashed this process, and they marginalized the Crown Prince. The opposition have all along have asked for dialogue and negotiation, but it is the government who refused that. Of course, there has been very legitimate, very, very basic requests for the people of Bahrain. I think your guest, the respective guest, Mr. Jihad, will agree that it is the basic right of the people to ask for elected government, for example, to ask for free and fair elections, for example, not like what is going on in Bahrain, which there are the upper hand is for the royal family, which supersedes the people. Even though the constitution of Bahrain in its first decree says that the people are the sovereign of the country, and they have all the power, but in actuality you don't see any power in the hand of the people. It's in the hand of the royal family. The people are just asking to cut down on the torture in the jails against the activists. They are calling for the authorities to stop demolishing mosques of the Shias. Tens of mosques have been demolished, and just over the past 2 months, another two mosques have been demolished. I don't understand why would a government demolish mosques. Is this too much to ask to have fair, to have equality, to have freedom of speech? Okay. If you speak out in Bahrain, you will be put behind bars.
Well, what about let me cross over to Beirut. What about that, Mr. Morakadi? Don't the Bahraini people have the right, or shouldn't they have the right, to have a representative government instead of this elitist monarchy that is controlling much of the everyday political affairs? And do they not have the right to speak out if they are not satisfied with certain issues?
There are two dimensions to your questions. One is a local dimension, the other one is a regional dimension. In the local dimension, one must accept that Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, Oman, do not have representative parliaments or parliaments at all in some cases. Only Kuwait has a parliament, and we have seen that the Kuwaiti parliament has been very unruly and untidy, calling for elections every now and then, and with the emir dissolving parliament every now and then. So there is a process of democracy that cannot happen overnight. I can agree with you, the gentleman in London, that this is not fair or acceptable. But we must also agree that these things have to happen in an organized way, and these things happen gradually.
Well, what does that mean, organized way? Can you expand, sir? What does it mean when you say organized way? Can you expand on that? What does that mean?
It means that the demands of the opposition, okay, which the Crown Prince has been talking to, unfortunately, there are people who are opposed to the Crown Prince in Bahrain, and I fully agree with London on this point. And it is not easy to move from one step to the other just because the opposition wants something. So it makes life difficult for everybody. In all the countries in the world, you have like now in this with Syriza in Greece and Mr. Tsipras, you have situations which are very difficult to handle.
Well, let me just,
and these situations
Mr. Morakadi,
cannot be
looking at that, you're saying
overnight.
That it's a very difficult situation, but does the regime have the right to torture people? We have many, many stories of torture, people in the prison who are being tortured, people who are being intimidated outside, professors who have lost their jobs, and other people have become unemployed because they participated, for example, in a demonstration.
This is a regional dimension of the question I was talking about, which is, if you go from Syria to Iraq to Yemen to and all the rest of the countries in the area, okay, which ones did not or do not use torture? I'm just going to use the case of Syria because it's obvious. In Syria, you have the same as Bahrain. You have a minority in principle, like the Alawite, governing a majority of Sunni people, yet they are using torture. And the opposition in Bahrain is supporting the torture of President Bashar al-Assad. So is it a question of opposing and human rights, or is it a question of ideology?
Well, you tell
in
me
one
that.
Case,
you
it
tell
is
me
right
that, because when you're talking about, we're not talking about Syria because you're bringing in a whole nother dimension, especially when we include with the terrorists and what they're doing in Syria.
But that
the
was
question
my regional
at hand,
point.
The question at hand, sir, is that can you support the right of the Bahraini regime to torture its people? This is the question. Do you support that?
I do not accept the question because, as a matter of principle,
okay,
I do not accept
so you don't
torture
accept
at all.
The question. Let me cross
so
over to London.
So whether it's coming from
it's
the Bahraini regime
question.
Or
it's
the Syrian
no
regime
question,
or any
sir.
Other regime.
Yes, you accept it or no, you don't. Back to London. Mr. Fairouz, let's look at this situation because what we have seen, we've seen the Saudi regime that sent troops into Bahrain, and we have seen this continuous pressure on the natives by these foreign elements. On the one hand, we're talking about people losing their citizenship, Bahrainis losing their citizenship. I also want to look at the other element of a lot of the foreigners that are being brought in and given citizenship in the country. Explain the dynamics of what is going on in your country in general.
First of all, please let me just comment. Mr. Jihad just said something which is baseless, you know. I challenge anyone in the world to bring me anything that any opposition figure has said which supports Bashar al-Assad or supports torture in Syria. You can go on the websites of the opposition and see the clear stance of the Bahraini opposition regarding the right of the Syrian people to have democracy. Never ever happened that opposition will be backing any torture. That's nonsense. And you don't say because somebody is just accepting any torture. Okay, because there is a torture in Syria and Iraq, there has to be torture in Bahrain. That also is not accepted. I don't think Mr. Jihad means that. And also in Bahrain, the only country in the Arab Spring which the people did not raise gun, and all the people around the world know that 4 years the people have been demonstrating in hundreds of thousands in the streets without any shotguns, without any bloodshed from the people's side. They have been going, even the vast majority of the opposition, and for example, Sheikh Ali Salman's view and the top opposition's view is not to overthrow the government, not at all. They want reform. They don't want change of the regime. Not like the, for example, other countries.
Okay.
So this is just to come to your point.
You have 30 seconds, sir. Out of time. Go ahead, Mr. Fairouz.
I don't think Mr. Jihad will accept that whether in Jordan, for example, they would bring 20% of the Jordanian population, they will bring from Pakistan and grant them citizenships in Jordan. I don't think he will accept that. It's people who do not speak Arabic, they don't know the tradition of the Bahrainis, and now they are just having the Bahraini passport out of blue, just to change the demographic of the country.
Okay, I'm very sorry to interrupt. It is Shias and Sunnis against the government.
We
are out of time. I'd like to thank both my guests out of London, Mr. Jalal Farooz, former Bahraini opposition MP, and out of Beirut, Mr. Jihad Morakadi, international consultant. And as always, viewers, we thank you for being with us on another debate. I'm Marzieh Hashemi, signing out. Goodbye.